Well, Leamington was smart, was chosen for a number of reasons, one of which is that the amount of crime and social disorder that people perceive to be taking place in Leamington, but also it was chosen because it already has a high volume of restaurants and clubs and pubs in the area. It's well known for providing a vibrant social scene in the evenings. I'm sure that when other people see the success of the evening, they will look to see what they can do to duplicate in their own areas. I suspect that will actually happen, yes. From the drug and alcohol perspective, it was very successful. We spoke to over 150 people about their experiences of alcohol use in Leamington. All those 150 people did so hugely enthusiastically and definitely wanted to tell us about their own experiences. So it was absolutely excellent. We had a number of questions we wanted to ask them. A couple of questions were about how safe they felt in town centre and in the pubs and clubs we were visiting. And virtually everybody said they all felt safe. There was no concerns about physical safety at all. There were a few occasions where some people had rather unfortunate experiences, but those were few and far between, in actual fact. We also asked people about how many places they visited on a night out. And a lot of people visiting between four and five places, in actual fact. So that was really interesting. And, of course, if you are going to four or five places and you are drinking, it's quite probable you're drinking more than the recommended limit for men, which is three to four units, and women, 2 to 3 units. Now, of course, if you're visiting four places, you're probably having 2 units in each of those. So I think we could say with certainty that those who are out on Saturday night were probably binge drinking, and that message hasn't probably got over to people, the risks, the long-term risks and the immediate risks as well.